You might wonder, when is it ever right to show a video of someone being beheaded?
We recognise there is a place for graphic content when people are condemning it. So absolutely not to glorify it or not to take pleasure in it. But when people are using our platform to condemn this and to bring the world's attention to it, then we should be able to do that.
That was Simon Milner from Facebook. There was a furore recently over a Facebook page which showed a video of a masked man killing a woman, believed to have been filmed in Mexico. In response to criticism, Facebook eventually blocked the clip but continued to allow others like it to remain. Simon Milner told MPs on the Media Committee, which is investigating internet safety, why he thought it would be wrong to have a blanket ban on that kind of footage.
I'm sure we're grateful every day that we live in a country where beheadings are abnormal, where actually there isn't random acts of violence don't happen to most people we know. But there are lots of people who are using our platform in countries where this is a normal part of life. And in order to, and they want to use our platform to highlight what's going on in their neighbourhood, in their country, in their city. And sometimes that means posting graphic content because that's the only way to get the world's attention.
On the other hand, don't go looking for the stuff.
But just to be clear, if you go into Facebook and search for beheadings, you would never have found them. Our search facility doesn't allow you to do that. Whereas if you go into many other parts of the internet and search for things like that, you can very easily find it.
But it's not just people trying to shine a light on evil that use social media. The bad people do too, as a conservative Angie Bray put to Sinead McSwinney from Twitter.
During the recent terrorist outrage in Kenya, where it would seem that some of the terrorists were using Twitter to get all sorts of messages out. Again, does that make you uncomfortable that Twitter could be used in that way?
Well, as a platform, we don't knowingly allow terrorist organisations to maintain accounts
on
Twitter.
Were you aware that it was being used?
Where we have reports to us from law enforcement where it's been brought to our attention that terrorist organisations are maintaining accounts on Twitter, we take action on those accounts.
Angie Bray countered that the terrorists in Kenya had managed to keep tweeting for several days. So, how long did it take social media to react to problems or abuse reported to them? Simon Milner from Facebook again.
In Facebook, it would depend, frankly, on who you are and what you're reporting. So if you were reporting that somebody you know is suicidal, we're going to look at that very, very quickly. It could be within minutes.
A Conservative MP, Conor Burns, wasn't convinced that was the way things happened. He had an example.
Someone had posted something that was profoundly libelous against someone else.
Right.
And it was reported, and absolutely nothing happened. Facebook came back and said they deemed that it was legitimate comment. Would you like to comment on that?
I don't know the details of the individual case, but as you can see, we looked into it, and we don't always agree with reports that we get. Frankly, a lot of the reports we get are frivolous. The classic one is somebody says they like Justin Bieber and other people report them as being suicidal.
I'm not
belittling it, but we've looked at it.
What about somebody saying that they believe somebody else is a child abuser?
Again, we will look at the content. And because one of the things we've learnt is you cannot, just because somebody has said it, that this is suicidal or child abuse, doesn't mean it is.
As for young people being bullied online, Simon Milner argued that there could, oddly enough, be advantages to social media bullying over what went on in the school canteen or the bus home.
There's a footprint. There's record. So this business of being able to report to a teacher is not saying Sinead said this, it's here's what Sinead has said to me. Here's the photo she's posted. And that's physical evidence that can be used then to help.
But when the MPs heard from the Prime Minister's advisor on child exploitation, the MP Claire Perry, she still thought social media companies could and should do more. And she spoke from some personal experience about abuse she'd received on Twitter last summer.
I've always thought that anonymity, again, it's get better. People tweet, people post abuse about how they'd like to rape you and kill you because they think you don't know who they are. If there was some way of the company knowing and being prepared to verify that identity and to show you that that identity was verified, I think it would lead to a diminution in that sort of behaviour.
Claire Perry said companies did not do enough, at least to make it clear if abusive users were hiding behind a false identity.